Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful to have you on this beautiful July 3rd day, 2022. Yike. The day before. It's going to be very crowded here in Carmel, Monterey, and it's going to probably be hot. So it's not one of my favorite times of year because of the heat. But anyway, there's so much to talk about. I get emails. I have chosen emails, frankly, from last year that were here regarding 4th of July and freedom and that kind of thing. And I just don't go into the whole idea of freedom being anything I want to do when I want to do it. My definition of freedom is Epictetus' idea of freedom, his great truth of freedom that was written thousands of years ago. Listen to what he said. Freedom isn't the right or the ability to do whatever you please. Freedom comes from understanding the limits of our own power and the natural limits set in place by divine providence. By accepting life's limits and inevitabilities and working with them rather than fighting them, we become free. If, on the other hand, we succumb to our passing desires for things that aren't in our control, freedom is lost. So that is my insight on it. I totally agree with him. And the thing that I think gets me about it all with people is, well, it's going to be answered in this first question. And I think maybe the best thing I can do is just answer the first question and maybe go from there. So here we go. The first, this question comes from Carrie. Now, Carrie writes me often, and I enjoy his emails, and I told him I was going to answer his question this morning. So here we go. How can I be free through meditation and inner work, as you say? It depends on what you call freedom. If you think it's your right and ability to do whatever you please, then no, that would not be the benefit of meditation at all. That wouldn't even be important to me at all. Freedom is not the right nor the ability to do what you please. And we have this false idea in this country, some kind of screwed up idea that we're living in a democracy. We're not. This is not a democracy. The politicians and the media lie to you and want to make you think that government is here to support some kind of right or ability to do whatever you please. And that's not true. So if you buy into that, you'll be like the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers or some of these groups that the QAnons, they're crazies. They really think that this millennial rising of desire, ambition, and pride in whatever we want to do, whenever we want to do it, is the true gift or birthright of a person. It's not. If you listen to Epictetus and what he was saying, it comes from understanding our limits. The limits of our power and our natural limits that are set in place, as he put it, by divine providence. Which means, just by the nature of this world and the nature of living in this world, there are certain limits that are placed upon us, whether you like to believe it or not. Some of them have to do with karma, and some of them have to do with what we do with our world, which we have done through overpopulation. So with all of that being said, you can't turn a corner in your car on a street without somebody being ahead of you, behind you, or coming at you. It's an amazing thing that we've done to ourselves. We've made this whole idea of having children very, very important because we're insecure. And due to our insecurity, we make it very difficult for ourselves to, you know, move around in this world. So Will meditation make you a free person? Yes and no. Now, this is my experience of meditation, and maybe there are others who have had greater experiences than myself, so maybe you should look around for other opinions if that's what you're looking for. Meditation sets my mind free from the body, sets my mind free from the impulses of my human body and the emotions, the DNA that is grabbing me constantly, telling me that the only thing that matters is survival. And then, of course, in that survival, I become ruthless and I become unkind. And the more I think I've gained my freedom through money or power or some kind of ideal, the more I find myself falling to my ego, my pride, my vanity. And hence, meditation liberates you from the idea of earthly freedom to a freedom within oneself that is beyond the auspice of human, shall we say, dictatorial ideals and beliefs. This is a very important thing for you to understand, all of us. We're not here to be free. We're here to awaken. We're here to see the inner freedom that lives within us and how to live in that inner freedom. And will it spread to our outer life? Maybe, maybe not. Everybody is limited by their body. Buddha knew meditation. He knew it beautifully. But he was still in his body. He still had to deal with his body. He still had to deal with its comfort and discomfort. He still had to run from his family that were chasing him to all of his life to kill him because he didn't turn out the way they wanted him to. They wanted him to be a king, a prince, and he didn't do that, and blah, 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 on and on. That kind of stuff went. And then you look at Jesus. Was he a meditator? I don't know. He never talked about it. I don't know what his form was in spiritual awakening. I know he taught spiritual awakening. I know that he gave us insights that were tried and true in spiritual awakening. So I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and speculate. Did Lhotse, the author of the Tao, meditate? I don't know. He didn't tell us. Great masters don't talk about what they do. They talk about what they are. They talk about what they are in proportion to what we are. And they're not interested in technique or that kind of thing, telling people when they should meditate and not. Buddha certainly alluded to meditation a great deal. So I'm going to go with that he meditated. Did it make him free in his body? No. He died just like anyone else. He had his difficulties with his body like anyone else. But they did not define his life. Limits did not define his life. He accepted the inevitability of his body. And rather than fighting them, he understood them, and that set him free from them. Now, this is illogical. This is something that most people can't do, won't do, because they are set in their ways about their own life. So with that being said, all I can really say to you, you know, Carrie, is that if you meditate, your mind will not be the same. You will transcend your body, the chemicals of your body, the chemicals in your brain. They'll still be there. They'll be operating. They'll be tempting you. They'll be doing all the things they do. But you will see them for what they are and no longer get involved in them as though they were the gospel truth. You just won't care what they're doing. You could leave your body, and your body, you know, spiritually speaking, observing it, your body wouldn't even know you've left. It'll go on yakking and talking and wanting and desiring. It's just full of mischief. And it will want to do as many crazy things as crazy is, but you won't be tempted at all, not at all, to get involved, because you will have that inner freedom. And believe me, it is a wonderful thing. It, honestly, in my experience, it just brings about the divine and the beauty of everything as is. And I don't feel any need for any, quote, shall we say, political freedom. The freedom that I require inside has always lived within me, always lives within you, and is you. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. You know, there's such a majesty to meditation. Such a beauty to it. And it is very difficult for most people to imagine this, so they don't and they can't, and they don't meditate because they think it's a bunch of BS, but it isn't. And if you think it's that, then it's not your time yet. And if your meditation hasn't brought you to the beauty of the bliss that lives within you, then maybe you should try something different. That's why I have my students work in tone as well as in breath patterns. Okay, next question. This comes from Maurice. He says, is freedom the natural state of a person? Is freedom the natural state of a person? And then he goes into, if it is, then the government's got to do da, 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 da. No, freedom is not the natural state of a person. What's the natural state of a person is reactionary, to react totally and completely to genetic disposition and totally and completely to our DNA for survival. Our first initial, shall we say, natural state is to survive at all costs. And who we hurt, how many we hurt, doesn't matter. It is our natural state to just go out and try to hurt people in order to get what we want. That's the way we are. We eat animals. If you look at the history of the world, go look at Oliver Stone's wonderful series on the history of the world. It's an interesting point of view that he gives. He gives us the stuff that we weren't taught in school. And if you look at it from the eyes of an open-heartedness, an open-mindedness, you will see we have done nothing in our world but create war, poverty, and killing. And this is what we do. Look what we did to Jesus. Look what we did to Martin Luther King and the Kennedy boys and Malcolm X and all the people that have tried to do something amazing. Amazing. There have been inventors who have done things to help us get beyond the need for gasoline. They were assassinated. There are many, many things that this world is about. None of them are about the natural order of love and the natural order of freedom. And it's not a natural order in a human being. It's a natural order in love. If you achieve love, which is what love and freedom are all about, freedom, again, is not the right or ability to do what you please. It is about coming into a place where we are disciplined enough to allow love to live us rather than us trying to live love. And that is the natural order of life, but not something that we are privy to because we're so busy in our mischief trying to mingle DNA and genetic dispositions with the idea of surviving comfortably. And we don't do that very well. Anyway, there you are, my friend. I hope it helps, Maurice. And thank you for your kind comments about Aspire. And please forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back on the air tomorrow, the 4th of July. And maybe I can clear some more of this up with some of you. Very few, I'm sure. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.